Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in horticulture, Ryan Schaub.
How are you today, David?
I'm older than I was and that's about it right now.
You know, I was driving in today, I was noticing that just how beautiful the eastern redbud trees are. And it hit me and I was like, man, they're in full bloom. And that reminded me that if we haven't put our crabgrass preventers down, we need to be doing that. Generally, we say a good target date is April 15th, or to watch our horticultural plants. So these ornamentals, like the eastern redbud, is a prime example. When it gets into full bloom, we ought to be applying our crabgrass preventers. Crabgrass preventers are truly just another name for pre-emergent herbicides. And this one would just prevent crabgrass. So people have kind of a foggy idea maybe of how it works, but they just kind of assume that it kills the weed seed. And that's really just not true. They don't kill the seed or even keep the seed from germinating. What they do is they kill the plant after it germinates. Therefore, they don't prevent germination, but prevent emergence. With them just being preventers, we have to get them out there before those plants would germinate, because these pre-emergent herbicides have little to no effect on existing plants. And once we put them out there, they don't last forever. Microorganisms, natural processes will start to break them down virtually as soon as we apply them. In fact, there's been research done that says that crabgrass preventers will lose most of their strength after about 60 days. There are a couple of products that change that, and we'll talk about them in a little bit more detail here later on. But what that tells me is that if we make one application, we need to be making a follow-up application about 8 weeks after that first application to ensure that we don't have any crabgrass prevent later on in the summer. For most of us here in the district, crabgrass is going to probably germinate May 1st time period, maybe a little bit later, but like I said, that April 15th is a pretty good date to be making sure we get out and put our crabgrass preventers down. The two products that do the best job are going to be Dimension and Barricade. And they're actually the only two products that give us season-long control with a single application. And it's crazy, both of them can be applied well before that April 15th target date. Barricade can be applied as early as the fall the previous year. Dimension, on the other hand, can be applied as early as March 1st. This flexibility makes these products just favorites for lawn care companies, because I got 100 people to service in the spring, I need to spread it maybe out some of that time. And so I can apply some, Barricade maybe in the fall, and then I can come in and apply Dimension on some other company or some other lawns in the spring. Dimension is actually pretty useful to these lawn care companies that maybe they get behind because they were extremely wet. We had a hard winter. Maybe they couldn't get out there and do it starting March 1st. Dimension is the exception to the rule where it doesn't, like I said earlier, it doesn't harm existing plants. We have to get it out there before. Well, Dimension is that exception. It can actually kill young crabgrass seedlings even after they've emerged. The question I always get is, I planted a lawn last fall. Can I put down a crabgrass preventer? And I would tell you, typically we try to tell people not to put down pre-emergent herbicides on lawns that haven't been mowed about 4 times, just because we don't want to damage or kill any of those grass seeds that might still germinate. But Dimension is that product that we can use on extremely young lawns. I mean, I've seen some formulations that say we can apply Dimension as early as 2 weeks after we first see that little green sprout coming out of the ground. So it's pretty safe on young tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass seedlings. And so again, if we've just reseeded a lawn, Dimension is probably the product that I'd be trying to find. And Dimension and Barricade are not brand names. They are just the active ingredients. So you'll have to read the label to find just one of those active ingredients on there. With that, I will say I strongly recommend that you try to put down your crabgrass preventer before putting on your fertilizer in the spring. I'm not one to really fertilize a whole lot in the spring. I'd rather do it in September or November, as those are the number one and number two best times to fertilize our cool season lawns. But there's a lot of people that still apply a fertilizer in the spring, and I would encourage you to try to put your crabgrass preventer on before our fertilizers so that we don't encourage that grass to grow just too much. The issue is I couldn't find a single product containing Barricade that also didn't have fertilizer added into it. So when you do go look for these things, there's a lot of these products, these pre-emergent herbicides, are going to have a fertilizer added in there. You know, with that, I just want to remind everybody that I know it might be odd that you can't just walk in and visit with us at the office. If you have questions, you know, I work in on agronomy, livestock, horticultural. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call the offices. Send us an email. We will be getting back. I mean, we will do our best to get back with you as soon as possible.
Okay, that office phone number is?
785-448-6826.
Got anything else for us today?
I don't think so. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.